91X News.
It's 23 and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Trish Allison. Prince Edward OPP are still looking for 20-year-old Matt Sims. Sims was last seen yesterday at 10 a.m. wearing only a towel. Sims is a student at Queen's University in Kingston. He's 6'7", tall, and thin with straight brown hair. He also has a large mole on his right jaw. The OPP deployed their emergency response team and they are conducting a search in the area. Anyone with information on the location of Sims is asked to call Prince Edward County OPP immediately. After 8 years of a Liberal government in Ontario, the NDP, Sherry Hayes, says it's time for a change. Hayes and Liberal incumbent Leona Dombrowski attended the Hastings Prince Edward County all-candidates meeting last night. With no Conservative or Green Party representative, Hayes went over the crowd and said what the Liberals have done is not enough.
I'm going to say that saying that you've raised the social assistance rates a bit and it's a start, while recognizing that it means that people are still living in deep poverty, it's like handing a child a half a piece of bread and saying it's a start.
Advanced polls have already opened. The election will take place on October 6th. A major Toronto hospital will go through a big expansion under the latest Liberal campaign promise. The project at downtown's Mount Sinai includes the renovation of the emergency ward and a new surgical suite with 19 operating rooms. Premier Dalton McGuinty says the improvements will lead to shorter wait times and better services for people in and around Toronto. There is no dollar figure yet for the project since the contract has yet to go to tender, but the Liberals say it will be in the hundreds of millions, money they have already set aside in their budget. The loonie is getting sideswiped as spooked investors flee to the U.S. dollar as a safe haven. Mark Chandler of RBC Dominion Securities say the Canadian dollar is down about 2.25% against the greenback, and it's not alone.
If you look at our commodity brethren, if you like, Australia and New Zealand, they're also down about 2.25%. So small open economies tied to commodity prices are certainly being hit back on this whole risk aversion move this morning.
The flight this morning comes after the U.S. Federal Reserve indicated it expects a deep and persistent downturn in the American economy. Declining commodity prices are also hitting the Canadian currency. A preliminary estate pegs insurable damage from last month's tornado in Goderich, Ontario at $75 million. The estimate comes from Property Claims Service Canada, which says thousands of claims have been filed for homes, businesses, and vehicles destroyed by the tornado and accompanying large hail. Goderich Mayor Deb Schoenfeld believes the number is on the low side. Schoenfeld says many claims have yet to be processed, adding there's also infrastructure damage and the loss of many trees in the core area to consider. The Insurance Bureau of Canada expects the recovery process to take some time because of the widespread extent of the claims. The availability of the skilled tradespeople is also an issue. Toronto police say they've arrested 3 men and 2 women wanted on fraud charges in the U.S. Police say the 3 were rounded up yesterday and are in custody awaiting extradition proceedings. It's alleged that they defrauded 419 people in the U.S. in a mass mailing fraud worth about $3.3 million. Police say a 45-year-old Mississauga man remains at large. Canadians were keeping a tight grip on their wallets in July. Statistics Canada says retail sales slipped 0.6% to $37.5 billion after 3 straight months of gains. Lower sales were reported in 7 of 11 subsectors, with vehicle and parts dealers accounting for most of the drop. Retail sales fell in 8 provinces, with Ontario and Alberta registering the biggest declines. Officers from across Ontario are taking part in a memorial relay run this morning at the Ontario Police Memorial at Queen's Park in Toronto. A total of 200 officers are taking part in the 460-kilometer relay over 3 days to the Canadian Police and Peace Officers Memorial on Parliament Hill. The Ottawa Memorial will take place on Sunday. Runners are making the trek to raise awareness and pay tribute to Canadian police officers who have died in the line of duty. Among other things, they also raise money for trust funds established for families of officers who died while on the job. Canada's newly established training mission in Kabul is getting a lot of the credit for the significant progress toward building Afghan security. But that optimistic assessment from a senior member of our military is offset by a warning from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It says allied nations, including Canada, have no plan in place to sustain Afghan troops and cops once they're trained. Hurricane Hilary has formed in the Pacific south of Mexico and is expected to get stronger. Hilary's maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour Thursday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says additional strengthening is expected and the storm could become a major hurricane by Friday night. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Mexico's coast from Languas to Punta San Telmo. A tropical storm watch is in effect. In the Atlantic, tropical storm Ophelia's winds are near 65 miles per hour, but it's expected to begin weakening. The Canadian commanding NATO's mission in Libya says the Gaddafi regime continues to be a threat. Speaking in a conference call with reporters, Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard says forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi are still a danger to the Libyan people.
Their forces are still dangerous. Orders continue to be given, and violence against the populations continue.
Bouchard says the NATO mission is not over by any means. That's 91X News 2-1206. Carl Ayette has sports next.
Hey, Bob, you're looking tired and bummed out.
Yeah. I don't have a car. I'm stuck walking to the college every day.
Dude, you should get a semester bus pass.
Semester bus pass?
Yeah, for only $244, you can ride the bus all over Belleville anytime during normal operational hours all semester long. It's cheaper than having to pay for the bus every day, and you'll be helping the environment.
That's great. Now I'll have time to shower in the morning.
I wonder what that smell was.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
Good afternoon, I'm Cal Ayotte with 91X Sports. In Junior A, the Wellington Dukes are in Kingston tonight to face the Voyageurs. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates host the Porto Panthers at 7:30. In the NHL, Ilya Bryzgalov wasn't sharp in his first outing with the Philadelphia Flyers. The $51 million netminder gave up 3 goals to the stick side in a 4-2 loss to Toronto in preseason action. Matt Fratton scored twice for the Maple Leafs. Meanwhile, the Sens prospect Mika Zibanejad scored a winner as Ottawa beat Boston 2-1 in overtime. Only 5 games on tonight in the NHL preseason with 2 Canadian teams in action, as the Edmonton Oilers are host to the Vancouver Canucks. The long run back from injury is complete for Max Pacioretty. The Habs forward played his first game since taking that devastating check from Zdeno Chara last season as Montreal lost 3-1 to Buffalo in preseason play. Pacioretty suffered a cracked vertebrae and a concussion on the controversial hit by the Bruins captain last March. Loyalist College athletic director Jim Buck is excited to have his full staff back to work now that the tentative agreement was made on the weekend. He says within a week's time things will be completely back to normal. For now, no activities will be cancelled and a full varsity sports schedule is still going to be put up. Buck says they will have to redo some planning, but it won't take long and they're ready to go. As for Campus Rec, just one trip will be rescheduled. Other than that, they will go full board with the activities that were planned beforehand. In the MLB, Vernon Wells went deep against his former team again as the LA Angels thumped Toronto 7-2. Dan Aaron allowed a run on 4 hits and in over 8 innings for the Angels. Aaron left the game after being struck on the inside of his non-throwing left wrist by a line drive at the end of the 8th inning. LA and Tampa Bay are just 2.5 game back of Boston in the AL wildcard. Tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays will finish their home season schedule with a series finale against the Angels. Anderson Alvarez gets a start for Toronto while the Angels counter with Ervin Santana. Blue Jays third baseman Brett Laurie broke his right middle finger while fielding grounders during batting practice and will miss the rest of the season. The 21-year-old rookie from Langley, BC was hitting .293 with 9 homers and 25 RBIs in 43 games. Sound familiar? The New York Yankees are American League East champions. The Bronx Bombers clinched the division thanks to a double-header sweep of Tampa Bay and Baltimore's 6-4 win over Boston. The Yanks won the AL East title for 12th time in 16 years. An incident on Monday night games has prompted NFL officials to send a warning to all 32 teams.
2 days after there was speculation the Giants' Deion Grant faked an injury to slow the Rams' no-huddle offense during Monday night's game, the NFL is warning of disciplinary action. The league sent a memo to all 32 teams warning of fines, suspensions, and loss of draft picks if the league determines players faked injuries during a game.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91x weather.
Today, partly cloudy and a high of 23. Tonight, more cloud and a low of 11. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 20 and a low of 11. And on Saturday, isolated showers with a high of 21. At 12:10, it's 23 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. News is next at 1.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.